When South Africa declared war on Germany on 6 September 1939, it is said that Hitler burst out laughing. At the time, South Africa's permanent naval force consisted of only 3 men. The Cape of Good Hope was a critical strategic point on the sea route around the continent and would be vital during the coming North African campaign. Once Italy entered the war in 1940, the Mediterranean became too dangerous for Allied convoys, and most were rerouted around the Cape. Much preparation was needed before Nazi warships made their way to Africa's southern tip. The Royal Navy base in Simonstown had to be expanded and reinforced, and a fledgling South African Navy created almost from scratch. First came the German surface raiders, then the U-boats. They attacked within sight of the coast and near the entrance to the harbours of Cape Town and Durban. Over the course of the war, enemy submarines, raiders and mines sank more than 150 ships in South African waters. It's an episode in the country's history that went largely undocumented. During the war, this was justified given the need to maintain morale and keep ship movements secret. After coming to power in 1948, the Nazi-sympathizing Nationalist Party did not wish to celebrate or even acknowledge South Africa's war achievements. For them, the future of the country looked not dissimilar to Hitler's Germany, with racial segregation being central to their post-war plans. If the wartime actions of raiders, U-boats and convoys were soon forgotten, the exploits of minesweepers hardly received mention at all. Yet the industrious daily sweeping by these ships kept South African ports open. Theirs was an extremely hazardous endeavour. There was no visible foe, hardly any chance to hit back. Just the lottery of endless sweeping through deadly waters. During World War II, the Royal Navy employed almost 1,500 minesweepers. They cleared channels in every corner of the empire. They worked every day, for no one could tell when new mines had been laid. Not for them the thrust and dash of battle on the high seas. Their job was akin to that of a cleaner, dutifully sweeping the doorsteps of every major harbour from Liverpool to Cape Town, from Mombasa to Singapore. Winston Churchill knew well the debt the Allies owed to these ships. He wrote, "The service of minesweeping is one of peculiar danger and one calculated to try the strongest nerves because of the silence and constant uncertainty of destruction in which those who engage in it must dwell." This is the story of one such flotilla operating in the stormy seas off the southern tip of Africa.